Gary, it's a real drubbing at home, that one, in a game we felt we had to win. What are your thoughts on that today?
Well, to be honest, I'm fuming.
I know you've been in there with the players a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe told a few home truths
today.
Correct,
yeah, correct. Certain elements of that game were not acceptable. I thought it was... There wasn't really that much in it first half. You know, we got into some opportunities to shoot and didn't take the responsibility to shoot first half. And then we spoke about, you know, the fact that they pump balls in the box, which they did. And we concede and we find ourselves a goal down at half time. And then, to be fair, for first 5 or 10 minutes of the second half, their goalkeeper's made a very good save from Lewis O'Brien. Jake Butterfield just drags one wide straight after coming on. And then, obviously, we have an opportunity to shoot on the edge of the box. We don't take that opportunity, or that we don't have the responsibility to take that shot. They counter on us, and their lad shoots from wherever it is, 20 yards, 25 yards, and it goes in. And we find ourselves 2-0 down. They came back again, the lads, got the penalty, and then that's a key moment. And I think, you know, that goes in, it's a different game, obviously. The crowd would have got on, and, you know, you can't... Once you've missed it, then you saw the life get sucked out of some of them. But even if the life gets sucked out of you... I'm not accepting what I saw towards the back end.
There's a responsibility as players for this great football club of ours to give their absolute all. We've got a soft underbelly. You've touched upon it before. These are goals today that could have been stopped, I'm sure.
But listen, obviously, I've seen them before I came in. And watched the games. And I understand what you're saying about the soft underbelly. In my first three games, I hadn't seen that. And towards the end of the second half, I've seen it, and so, you know, we have to be accountable. We have to be responsible for the remaining games that we have left, and to show some more fight and more pride than what we did in the last, say, 15-20 minutes of this game.
Were you disappointed maybe the tempo as well from us in the first half? We're always going to be a little bit nervy because
we're at home,
aren't we?
Of course. I think that was it. They're a little bit nervy. But, you know, they're playing a game of football. Get on with it. Get on with it. I'm not feeling sorry for him, and I won't feel sorry for him. I won't let him produce that again.
Where do we go from here, Gary?
Well, there's only one thing we can do, you know. Me personally, I'm not going to be someone that gives up. I can't give up. It's not in my mentality. I was brought up not to do that. And so, you know... I ain't doing that. No way. I knew it was a challenge when I was coming in. I was fully aware of that. And the challenge has got bigger now, but I won't let them produce that again second half, because that's not acceptable for this, like you just said, great football club. And, you know, like I started off with the interview, I'm fuming at the moment. So, as probably the supporters are as well, and I totally understand that. But, you know, they were clinical as well.
I've got to say, they had five shots on target and they scored four goals. And it's small margins in football, although you've seen things you're not happy with today.
Yeah, definitely.
2-0, we score a penalty. Yeah. We potentially get something from the game today. And that's got to be frustrating for you.
It is. And look, I'm not one for excuses. I don't like excuses. These things seem to happen, you know, in those situations. They're going... strong, you know, like I say, I've recruited probably 80% of that team, and you saw when the momentum's with you, one team's not got the momentum, the difference that it makes in football. And we like you say, we've got to try and find in these remaining games that momentum very, very quickly, and have a pride in the shirt.
Tough game as well to go next week. What's the mood in the dressing room like after you've given or torn a strip off of them, I'm guessing, today?
Well, like you say, they're battered. And they now...
Well, they know what you think of
well,
it.
Well, I was going to say, yep. They have a clearer idea of what is acceptable and not acceptable from me and me as a manager. And like I say, it's a case of dealing with it, getting over this. And it'll take me a couple of days for sure. And then we've got to go again. It's as simple as that. The season can't end now. We're not allowed to. And I certainly wouldn't allow us to, but... You know, I'm not having anyone feeling sorry. If they want to feel sorry for themselves, they can get lost.
Yeah, well, you can't say fairer than that. No. We're angry for very different reasons this Saturday, aren't we?
Definitely. Yeah.
All right, appreciate your honesty,
Gary
Boyer.
Thanks very much.